Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 1, Truth. John 18:37-38, NIV. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. End of verses. What is truth? Let me propose a simple definition of truth based on common usage of the word. Truth, accurate information about how things actually are. This definition is probably incomplete in many ways, but I hope you agree that this definition is at least consistent with how the word truth is often used. To get a deeper understanding of truth, let's look at a few verses in Scripture that relate to truth, all from the New Testament book of John. John 1:17 ESV, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." John 14:6 ESV, "Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life." John 16:13 NIV, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth." John 17:17 ESV, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." John 18:37 NIV, "In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." End of verses. Those verses broaden our understanding of the nature of truth. In some sense, bullet point, truth came through Jesus. Bullet point, Jesus is the truth. Bullet point, the Spirit of truth will guide Jesus' disciples into truth. Bullet point, Jesus prayed for his disciples to be sanctified in the truth. Bullet point, the word of the Father is truth. Bullet point, Jesus came into the world to testify to the truth. Bullet point, everyone on the side of truth listens to Jesus. John also records these words of Jesus written to the believers in Philadelphia. Revelation 3:7 NIV, "These are the words of him who is holy and true." End of verse. The Apostle John claims twice that what he wrote about Jesus is true. John 19:35 NIV, "The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe." John 21:24 NIV, "This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true." End of verse. While Jesus is closely aligned with truth, he indicates that the opposite is true of the devil. Jesus said this to some of the religious people of his day. John 8:44 ESV, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." End of verse. Truth is often understood as being the opposite of deception, falsehood, error, and lies. Deception, falsehood, error, and lies generally involve wrong information about how things actually are. If deception, falsehood, error, and lies didn't exist, then the concept of truth would, perhaps, be meaningless. Truth can be divided into different categories, such as scientific truth, historical truth, financial truth, political truth, and spiritual truth. Of course, people often disagree about what is true or not true in each of these categories. Some people may try to publicize truth about a particular subject, while other people may try to suppress truth about such things. This book is primarily concerned with spiritual truth, though it may touch on some other areas of truth, such as historical truth and scientific truth. A primary goal of this book is to make spiritual truth more widely known and understood. Knowing truth is important. It should be self-evident that if we live our lives based on deception, error, and lies, rather than truth, then it is more likely that bad things will happen to us, or that we will do things we will later regret. Living our lives based on truth helps us to avoid many problems and to do good, rather than bad. So we begin with the understanding that truth exists, truth is important to Jesus, knowing truth is important, and we should aim to live our lives based on truth. For further reflection, Read the Gospel of John, keeping an eye out for the importance and nature of truth and things that are true.